Guys, Avanxa's strong performance during the first half of the year comes off the back of very positive commercial dynamics, the full consolidation of the synergies arising from the integration with Bankia, and the reduction of non-performing loans. Customer funds increased by 16.5 billion, driven by net inflows in long-term savings and deposits. The non-performing loan ratio fell to 2.6%, a 15-year low, and we strengthened our liquidity by 7.5 billion, reaching over 145. In the context of interest rates normalization, our margins showed good progress, with an attributable profit of over 2.1 billion, a 36% increase. As mentioned, this solid result is a consequence of our strong commercial performance, of the full consolidation of the synergies arising from the integration with Bankia, and of our prudent credit risk management, placing our return on equity at over 10% after a long period of subpar profitability. This financial strength and a reasonable profitability allows us to maintain a general shareholder distribution policy, which will be reinforced after the announcement of our intention to carry out a new share buyback program for a total of 500 million euros. But above all, this allows us to do something even more important, to keep supporting businesses and families, and to continue developing our positive societal impact. As an example, over the last 6 months, we have granted 40,000 mortgages to families and 88,000 loans to SMEs. To help our clients cope with interest rate increases, we have compiled around 5,600 applications that fit the requirements of the Spanish Code of Good Practices, of which, 1,900 have already been signed or are in the process of being signed. We have supported over 2,000 individuals in restructuring their debts, and we have converted, 3,500 mortgages from floating to fixed rate. We're actually fully committed to helping our clients face the difficulties of the current environment, which, fortunately, are fewer than expected.